Brett Hollander back here on Sportsline on WBAL News Radio 1090 with an old friend with us here in studio, the former head basketball coach at Loyola University, now the head coach at Siena outside Albany, Jimmy Patsos, and assistant coach Greg Manning with us in studio. Coach Patsos, it's great to see you.
No, great to be here. I already saw Keith Mills. The building looks great. Everything's great. Happy to be back on the hill.
Is this weird? Is this weird coming back to town?
It's not weird. It's happy. Remember, I still own my condo in Mount Vernon, but we're staying in the Hotel Monaco. We're going to Tark's after this, you know, to get something late night to eat. We've already been to the prime rib. We're happy and up and practicing at Loyola. And me and my wife's with me, and we're going to see a bunch of friends. We love Baltimore. We always will. And I'm already coming back December 14th for the Jaguars-Ravens game. So, like, I'm never leaving.
You're never leaving. You always have an imprint here. You've been in the area since what? I saw an old Maryland game on TV not long ago. I forget who was putting on the classic game. When was your first year as an assistant coach for Gary?
Walt Williams' senior year in 91. I just got off the phone with Gary Williams. You know, it's funny. My assistant, we're driving to Loyola, and he goes, there's John Hopkins. And he gets on the mic and tells the team I had a double-double. It was my only good game in my career. But we beat John Hopkins. I went to Catholic U. And Andy Enfield was their best player. Mike Lonergan from George Washington was our point guard. And I was just a role player. I just happened to have a good game, and we beat them. But we used to sneak up here to go to Memorial Stadium. I was at Catholic U, and we'd go to baseball games. We didn't know
anybody. That's amazing.
No Nationals. You had to go to Memorial Stadium, and we used to – it was way different. I knew Petro was a student. Andy Enfield's there playing. You'd go party with the Hopkins kids. It's not like today where you don't like them. And you'd roll down to Memorial Stadium, and that's how long I've been coming to Baltimore.
By the way, I've been making a huge play for D3 athletics in the sense in the Centennial Conference, Johns Hopkins, get this, mid-90s Centennial Conference for football, which – it's probably gotten a lot better since then. Hopkins is really good now. They're playing tomorrow
in the
Sweet 16.
I knew. They made the NCAA a couple years ago.
Yeah, and they made it this year again. They're undefeated, 11-0. Jim Margraff, their head coach. At one time, Chip Kelly, who was his assistant, now the head coach of the Eagles.
How about that?
Dan Mullen, the head football coach at Mississippi State, which spent most of the year at number one. He was at a Centennial Conference school. Paul Gunther, the defensive coordinator for the Bengals, was in the Centennial in the mid-90s, and also the current defensive coordinator of the Penn State Nittany Lions, all at one time in the little old D3 Centennial Conference.
You got to be careful with D3. I mean, it's still coaching, you know, like, in other words, Jim Valvano was at John Hopkins coaching when it was Division III, then Bucknell. You know, Gary Williams went to Boston College, but he would have taken a Division III head job. He just decided to be a Division I assistant. Jack Bruin went the Division III head route. It's just coaching, you know, and then you work with what you have and your parameters of academics and admissions, and then you do the best you can. And that's why going to Loyola was great when I went there, because it was a beautiful school. It still is. Father Linnane's doing a great job, but they were 1-27. So Joe Boylan's like, just experiment with what you want. And some of the kids were Ivy League kids that got to go to Loyola, and some kids were second chance kids that made the most of it. And I love Loyola. I still do, and I'm really lucky I went there. Greg Manning here today. One of my first recruits came up, never left.
Greg, you've been in this Maryland extension bubble for your entire life, in some way, some offspring of it, from your dad to you, playing for Coach Patsos, being assistant for him in Baltimore, and now in Siena. To see this thing kind of play out, how weird is that?
It's a little different, but it's good. You know, I've known Jimmy my entire life.
Greg was a ball boy at College Park.
Mm. That was that. You know, I got to be a ball boy for guys like Walt Williams and Keith Booth and those guys. And now to know those guys and Juan Dixon and guys like that. So it's been a great experience to grow up in that kind of Maryland basketball family, not just the Terps, but the whole state of Maryland. You know, and then get a chance to play for Jimmy at Loyola was unbelievable, and coach there is great. And now it's going to be a great experience going back and playing against him.
It has to be a little strange going inside Reitz and being on the different bench.
I mean, we practice, so it's not that different, but it will be tomorrow. But we're proud because Greg and I were talking about the changes we made, you know, scoreboards to painting the arena to green seats to new floor to logos to helping them join the Patriot League. I'm really proud that I think us winning helped them join the Patriot League, and that's good for the whole school. You know, that's great. Fallonay and Jim Paquette made a right decision. Let's get in the Patriot League. That's like being in John Hopkins' Centennial Conference. That is a great mark for your school across the country to play Bucknell and Colgate and Holy Cross and Boston U. And we helped all that happen. And then we just went to Siena because, A, they have an arena, and, B, it's they like basketball. a lot up there. There's 6,000 and 7,000. Loyola's always going to be a lacrosse school. And there's nothing wrong with that. And I hope Steve Nichols does well in soccer. He will. They've got the Taj Mahal up here, the outdoor facility, and that's okay. But this is sort of the next step because Siena is like Loyola, except they play in the Baltimore Arena.
Right.
We had 7,000 at our opener. We had 11,000 against Albany.
That's amazing.
Last year,
and so. I-